Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Mary Kay was asked about him yesterday. God, I don't even want to do it. Just blow it up. Blow it up. All right. Mary Kay yesterday was on Baskin and Phelps. This is what Mary Kay had to say about Justin Fields.
The reason why I wrote a column saying that it's not a foregone conclusion that he's gone is the fact that you do trigger that $172 million cap hit if you try to cut or trade him before June 1st and $120 after that. So they have to manage the cap, but there is going to be life after Deshaun Watson. All you have to do is find a reasonably priced good quarterback. And it's not impossible. It's not impossible. What if they try to get Justin Fields and do something with him here? There are ways to go about this, and they're just going to have to be really, really creative, or they're going to have to draft one and have a quarterback on his rookie contract for a while they burn off this Deshaun cap.
You guys are going to have to talk me into this because I'm going to a dark place. This just seems like a giant waste of time. That just seems like a giant waste of time to me.
Really?
I'm tired of having my time wasted as a Browns fan. I got to go somewhere with this. We got to go somewhere. Like the Guardians made a change. They went somewhere. Now we'll see if they can get to the next level. The Cavaliers made a change. They're 8-0. People, I mean, does Kenny Atkinson have to buy breakfast this morning in this town? Does he have to pay for the foie gras? It's pretty expensive stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
they made a change and they've gone somewhere. I can't. Justin Fields, I can feel myself walking into the grave by saying some of these names that we've talked about. Can you not?
Okay, so
that's a waste of your time.
I want to break down what you said.
Guys, you spent 8 years building this thing, they don't just hand out Super Bowls. We all don't get them. I get that. But come on, man. Justin freaking Fields.
So I want to.
This is where we're at now because we gave him a guarantee, because we gave Deshaun Watson a guaranteed contract.
This is what I'm getting at, though. Ken, are you.
Play the basket case again for that case, for that matter. I don't care.
Are you understanding that pain is going to come? It's going to come in one shape, one form, or another. Are you acknowledging that?
Yes.
Right? So how do you want your pain to go?
As quick as possible.
As quickly as possible.
Man, I never understood when... I can't say that name. I just can't bring myself to do it on the air. When the one person from Sopranos said in the chest, not in the face, like, get shot in the face. End it quick. What are you doing getting shot in the chest? There's a chance you could look up and see things. Get shot in the face.
Well, the reason that I asked the question and I pose it this
quick
way is because I have seen so many teams in the NFL, they take the pain immediately. They divorce themselves from the, quote, names. I think right now we have a big part of the fan base that is still like, we're bad, but at least we have these names. We have Denzel, Nick Chubb, well, Joel Bitonio, Wyatt Teller.
Yeah, but they've also
And I'm telling you, those names have added up to nothing.
Okay, but
you've gotten a nice December last year. You got something with Baker that was magical in 2020 under weird circumstances. But you're right.
I disagree with you completely.
Hold on. Wait 2 seconds. It's been 8 years. You brought up 8 years, and that's what it's gotten you. The way that these teams, Houston, Washington, to some extent the Bears, they all traded away their names, and they started from scratch, but they did it in a smart way. And the one thing we know about the NFL today, more so I think than when we were younger, is guys come into the league ready to play, and you're better off younger and cheaper. And the way to get there for the Browns might be to divorce themselves of these high-priced, older veterans, probably on their way out of their prime.
Can I speak?
So can we? I think
you're not
been.
Done. You're not done.
I think you have.
Been. Off you go.
I'm asking you the question about the pain for a reason, because it seems like a bunch of people are not ready to accept where the Browns are at. And if you ask all these guys from all these teams around the league, we just did it in AFC North, and they were all like, "Yeah, you guys got to blow it up. What are you doing? This hasn't gotten you anywhere." Yeah. But we are not willing to do that. So if we're not willing to do that, then we're just going to take half measures and we're going to do this forever. And I think that could be a mistake.
Can I have the floor now?
Yeah.
Then I feel as a Browns fan, I'm stuck. Because you're telling me that I have to blow it up with these names, and that also means that I would have to blow it up with names in the front office, except everybody tells me that the minute you fire any of these guys, you're going to get jobs 3 minutes after they get fired. Okay, well, that doesn't make me feel any better, because that makes me feel like, okay, wait a minute, is it not their fault? Well, did they put together this team or not? Because you're saying to divorce yourself of the names. But I think a lot of Browns fans go, whoa, hold on. The last quarterback you had, when he was playing competent football, you went to the playoffs. They were a good football team. The last quarterback you had last year who was playing competent football was Joe Flacco. You went to the playoffs. You were a good football team. Why do I got to get rid of all these guys when I just need competent quarterback play? That's my issue. It's not. I don't think that this is a collection of stiffs. And maybe you're accusing me of being delusional.
No. I didn't say stiffs. But
then I need a competent quarterback.
Like, is Joel Bitonio and Wyatt Teller, what direction are they heading?
They're heading to getting older.
And what was our offensive line this year?
Not very good.
Doesn't this make it easy? Doesn't it make it easier? They're not getting better. They're not getting better. And
it
Miles
doesn't make it easier.
Miles is sensational. He is unbelievable. He, if he wanted to, could try to win defensive player of the year.
Wyatt's only 29 years old. Joel Bitonio's 34.
I know. He's also been injured 3 straight years, and he's not going to get less injured. Like, this is what I mean. This is why teams get younger. This is why they trade guys.
Do you trust Zach Zinter right now to take over either of those positions?
No.
Joel is 33, just turned 33.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's another guy that Andrew Berry took. But again, anytime you talk about Andrew Berry's future, Cleveland would be real stupid to let go of Andrew Berry. Okay, well, then I guess we're just damned if we do and damned if we don't. So the only thing I have to do is sit here and talk about bringing in Justin freaking Fields? I guess I'd rather have Justin Fields than a lot of guys out there. I'd rather him go out there than Trey Lance. I said before, I'd rather throw 10 out there than have Trey Lance play quarterback, because I'm going to get the same result. So I might as well just let Nick Chubb take the snaps. So you put me in an impossible situation is my problem here. Because you're telling me to shed the weight of these names, and they're great names, and maybe we are a little bit too flustered on the names. But I know I've seen competent quarterback play that's taken them to the playoffs with those names before.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.